Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. In recent years, whether as a result of natural or man-made disasters, the nation's emergency response apparatus has faced enormous challenges that, in some cases, have pushed it beyond its capacity. From the terrorist attacks of 9/11 to Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath, these horrible events have illustrated some fundamental challenges in this country's emergency management capabilities. With us this morning to discuss her organization's lead role in facing such challenges is our special guest, Deidre Lee, Director of Management and Chief Acquisition Officer for the Federal Emergency Management Agency within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel, Director of Homeland Security Services at IBM. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Al.
Dee, although many of our listeners might be familiar with FEMA, perhaps you could share some history with us. When was it created, and what is its mission today?
Well, Al, first, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and have a few minutes to talk about FEMA. And I appreciate the asking a little bit of history. FEMA was established in 1979 under President Jimmy Carter, and John Macy was named as FEMA's first director. Early disasters and emergencies included the contamination of the Love Canal, the Cuban refugee crisis, and the accident at Three Mile Island nuclear power plant. Later, Hurricane Andrew in 1992, September 11th in 2001, and the Florida 2004 hurricane season, and the catastrophic hurricanes of 2005 focused major national attention on FEMA. FEMA was previously an independent agency, as you know, and became part of the Department of Homeland Security in 2003. The main mission of FEMA is to be the nation's preeminent emergency management agency. So FEMA is strengthening our core capabilities, competencies, and capacities. FEMA is working on empowering our regions throughout the country. And FEMA is improving our partnerships with state and local governments in the private sector. All of this is so that we can provide excellent service to disaster victims and their communities.
To give us a sense of scale, how is FEMA organized? What's the size of the budget and the number of full-time employees, also its geographic footprint? And also, given the unpredictable nature of emergencies, how many contractors or volunteer staff do you have available at any one given time?
Al, that's a great question because a lot of people don't realize that FEMA is a relatively small agency. We have about 2,200 full-time people. But this is an agency that surges to 10,000 people at times of disaster. So we have the full-time workforce, and then we also have some special categories of workforce, core employees and disaster assistance employees. And, of course, now is a good time to invite everyone to participate in FEMA because we can use much, much help from everyone.
Well, that must certainly put a strain on the way you manage the business with those types of surges of employees.
Certainly, when a disaster breaks, what we do is we call up people who are on, I almost call it like a ready reserve. And so we have people who have previously signed up with FEMA, and we ask them to come and serve the disaster, deploy to the disaster area, and they become on-call employees.
Dee, let's talk a little bit about your role within FEMA. What specifically are your responsibilities as the Director of Management and Chief Acquisition Officer?
As the Director of Management, it's a relatively new position in FEMA, and it's kind of your traditional job you'll see in many organizations, either management or administration. I have information technology, the human resources group, facilities and security, and, of course, the acquisition group. And we've made some changes in all of those groups to make sure that we provide excellent service to our internal FEMA customers so that they can provide great service to our disaster victims.
Now, you described FEMA as being a relatively small organization, 2,200 full-time employees. How many people work within your organization itself in the areas that you mentioned?
Within my organization in those areas, the full-time people, of course, we do have the core and the temporary employees too, is around 300.
And how does that group address the primary mission of FEMA? How do you address through the management organization the primary mission of FEMA?
Well, the primary mission of FEMA, of course, is to support disaster victims. It's you know, to prepare for, respond to, mitigate against, and then, of course, help in the recovery from all disasters. Although we tend to think about hurricane, it's all disasters. And so what my group does is try to make sure that our FEMA people can, in fact, respond. We make sure their IT systems are up. We make sure the emergency comms is right. We have HR, which means hire people, train them, treat them well. We have the facilities and the security and the badging. And, of course, we have acquisition, which, as you all know, and I'm sure our audience is interested in, which means many, many contracts and contractors who support FEMA and their mission.
As you describe your role within the organization, it's very broad. There's a number of areas that you work with. Can you describe a little bit about your career path and how that prepared you for this responsibility?
Well, it's a great question, Dave. I am a 31-year government employee. I don't know where the years have gone. But it certainly, when I had to sit down and write that down, I thought, oh, my. 31-year government employee, and I have moved around a lot, as you know. And I've worked at NASA. I've worked for the Air Force. I've worked at GSA. I've worked at OMB. And I believe that moving around, meeting new people, learning different things about how different organization functions is just essential for future career and hopefully makes me much more effective at FEMA.
Now, you've had a wide range of experiences in other civilian agencies as well as the Department of Defense. I'm curious, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role and shaped your approach and thinking and style or as a leader?
Again, I think being exposed to so many different areas and so many different people and different leaders, you certainly pick up positive and probably some not-to-repeat actions as you learn from others. And I think that has helped me a great deal. I mean, I've worked for some absolutely phenomenal bosses, and I've picked up a few tips of things that I probably don't want to incorporate in my management style.
That's great. How has FEMA enhanced its procurement and acquisition operations? We will ask Dee Lee, Director of Management and Chief Acquisition Officer for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.